It's been a dizzying month of news from the U.S.-Mexico border as President Donald Trump declared a national security crisis to shift funding from the military to border security. Here's what the president said last Friday.
We've got to get rid of drugs and gangs and people. It's an invasion. We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country that we stop, but it's very hard to stop.
And joining us now is Michelle Marisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson, who's been covering this ongoing issue for us. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
There's a lot to get to, so let's break this down. First, we know what happened Friday. What has happened since Friday?
Lawsuits. So the Center for Biological Diversity, the ACLU, and several other organizations have finally filed the lawsuits they were threatening that President Trump himself was worried about when he announced the declaration. They're looking to see whether Trump is violating the Constitution. It's something, again, that he predicted and addressed that this would all end at the Supreme Court level. And interestingly enough, some of those lawsuits were actually filed on behalf of entire border communities like El Paso, Texas.
Now, the money is supposed to come from various military projects. Up here in the Valley, we've already heard from Congressman Greg Stanton, who's concerned about Luke Air Force Base. What other sort of projects are we talking about?
So we're looking at an emergency. There had to be an emergency to grab this cash. That was $3.5 billion. Then it was civil asset forfeiture. That was another $500 million. But then we're talking about pulling $2.5 billion out of military drug interdiction projects. These are projects like Joint Task Force West here on the border, where the military works in conjunction with CBP, the National Guard, the DEA, to interdict drug traffickers. The opioid crisis, the fentanyl trafficking, the issues of the drugs that come through the ports of entry specifically, which were supposed to be such a major part of this declaration, some of that could be affected.
And of course, there's the $1.4 billion that Congress already approved that the president signed. Let's talk about that for a minute. Congress specified its portion could only be used for 55 miles of border fence. Also, certain areas of Texas, like a butterfly refuge, couldn't be touched. Is that still going to apply after this national emergency crisis?
Well, yes, but only to the congressional portion, that $1.4 billion that you just mentioned. So the military and treasury money, that could be used for any other projects. In fact, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said on Friday that there was, quote unquote, no limit to how many miles of border barrier could be built with that military money.
Okay, so now any plans for those border barriers to be put down here in Arizona?
Potentially on the Barry M. Goldwater Gunnery Range in western Arizona. Of course, the Tohono O'odham have always had a longstanding issue over border barriers on the Indian reservation here on the border south of Tucson. We don't know if they're going to have the legal wherewithal to withstand the national security declaration. No, that's something we're definitely looking into. And then for the rest of Pima County, I mean, Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier, I just spoke with him last week, was talking about how he sees an additional need for barriers in Pima County. So a lot of that remains to be seen. And yeah, this is going to court first.
A lot of unknowns out there. That's KJZZ's Michelle Marisco joining us from the Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, thanks as always for your work.
Hey, thank you.